Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut. Ineye ma'okeru da. Medinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'okeru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Dubiensa, 13. This is not an unlucky number, for there is no such thing. For the Abosom and Nananum Nsamanfo, 1 and 3 are numbers which together are recognized within the structure of created entities and events to carry the force of divine justice. Revolution and resolution are two halves of one whole, intelligence. Revolution is the expansive pole of intelligence. Through revolution, we return to a time or to a state of being. State of existence, rooted in Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe, divine order. We revolt when disorder has taken precedence in some fashion within our life experiences. As created entities in the world, Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, seek only to live in harmony with divine order and to eradicate disorder. So we revolt. We seek to return to a state of existence or to a resource which allows us to re-embrace divine order. However, we are not constantly in a state of revolt. Just as we do not constantly inhale, we must at some point expel the proper combination of elements back into nature. We must exhale to unleash the elements that will restore balance to nature. We do not constantly stay in the struggle, constantly remain in a state of revolt simply for the sake of revolting. We revolt only because we ultimately are moving to resolve. We confront the problem, we revolt against disorder, and then we resolve the issue. We get rid of the problem. We start the revolution so that we can attain the resolution. Resolution is the contractive pole of intelligence. Once we have engaged in revolt, once we have returned to embrace the divine order that was apparently displaced, we use what we have gained through the revolt to bring resolution. When Earth moves around Sun and returns to its point of origin, it has made a complete revolution. As Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, we only effect a complete revolution when we have consciously returned to Nyamewa Nyame, the Abosom, the Nananom Nsamanfo, Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe, divine order, our point of origin, our very nature. When Earth, through revolution, transmits its power through the seasons, it has brought about a complete resolution. When we have drawn from the well of consciousness and power inherent in our ancestral culture through revolution, we have revolted against disorder. We then use that acquired power to bring about the true resolution, the complete eradication of the disorder. We challenge disorder through revolt, through revolution. We eradicate disorder for good through resolve, through resolution. As Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, this means specifically the return to our Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnut ancestral culture and religion, and the absolute and complete eradication of all of the whites and their offspring, their culture, and their fake religions from this earth. We revolt to start the war, but Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut don't fight simply for the sake of fighting. We start the war, and we end the war. We revolt, and we resolve. We bring revolution, and we execute resolution. We engage the expansive pole of intelligence and the contractive pole of intelligence. We don't cut into the body when a tumor is afflicting us only to expose the tumor. We do not stop there. We revolt. We cut into the afflicted part of the body, but we then resolve. We remove the tumor from the body and disintegrate it so that it will never return. We have revolted against the disorder and we have resolved the problem. This is revolution and resolution. We have then and only then, manifested intelligence. The whites and their offspring are the cancerous cells in the body of black humanity. Afurakani, Afurait, Kaitnit, humanity, which is the only true humanity. We do not seek only to revolt against the whites and their offspring. We will eliminate them totally from our body, our world. We will further eliminate their residual tumorous influence in the world, which has been programmed into our spirits through their ill culture and false religions. We will resolve the problem of our affliction for good. How do you kill hundreds of millions of your enemies when they have tanks, bombs, planes, and other mechanisms which they have used and continue to use against us? How have they murdered hundreds of millions of us and counting? The spiritual composition of the whites and their offspring is different from that of Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut. These differences necessarily manifest physiologically. Some of you are Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit chemists, geneticists, biologists, and can delineate the differences between Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, and the whites and their offspring biologically. Recognize those differences and develop microbes which will attack the quote-unquote DNA of the whites and their offspring, yet will have no ill effect on the DNA of Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut. Make your creations contagious for them. Make these contagions airborne. Make them transmissible sexually. Release them in various populations and at various times repeatedly and continuously at random. The whites and their offspring have and continue to poison us without just cause. They create toxic substances and inject them into us during hospitalization without just cause. They genetically modify our foods for the purpose of creating degenerative diseases within us without just cause. They practice environmental genocide against us. They flood our communities with crack, cocaine, heroin, other drugs, cigarettes, cigars, marijuana, and alcohol for the purpose of our destruction. They flood our communities with guns and anti-Afurakani, anti-Afurait Kaitnit propaganda, which teaches us self-hatred, thus setting up the possibility of us using the guns against one another, but not against the whites and their offspring who sold them to us. They use chemical and biological warfare to attack our melanin-dominant structures, to attack our ability to reproduce, to attack the sperm and ova of parents and potential parents in our communities, thereby causing newborns in our communities to enter the world weaker and more susceptible to succumb to the chemical and biological agents of warfare that the whites and their offspring have created and released in the environment. The whites and their offspring have waged warfare at the cellular level against us all over the world without just cause for centuries, and this continues unabated at this very moment. They manufactured the idea of the so-called AIDS virus to manipulate Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, into accepting quote-unquote AIDS drugs, drugs which are actually cancer-causing agents. Millions of Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut are dying or have died from this process and are deliberately mislabeled as having died of so-called AIDS when in reality we were and are being murdered. This is no more than a minute sample of the war that the whites and their offspring have been waging against us for over 12,000 years to this very moment, non-stop. Intelligence. Divine intelligence, revolution, resolution, shows us that there is no forgiveness. You harvest what you cultivate. The whites and their offspring have and continue to promote disorder, untimely death, and destruction amongst Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut. And so you, the whites and your offspring, will be eliminated through the enforcement of divine order. The pendulum is swinging back now. The number of tanks you have are meaningless. The number of bombs you have are meaningless. The number of planes you have are meaningless. You cannot drive a tank, drop a bomb, or fly a plane when you are too sick to stand up. The same contagious disease structures you have created to eliminate Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, will now be reversed to attack and eliminate you from this world. The whites and their offspring have paradoxically made Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, abhor warfare against them, while simultaneously they misguide us to promote the waging of war against ourselves and our ancestresses and ancestors. We have been conditioned to believe that taking a life is wrong, yet many of us have supported or participated in the murder of over 13 million of our own children through the abortion clinics and hospitals of America in the last generation alone. Under the misguidance of the whites and their offspring, we willfully fight for the right to quote-unquote choose to murder our own innocent babies in the womb, but have insane disdain for the notion of the eradication of the whites and their offspring who are guilty as hell. No more. The Abosom, Vodou, Orisha, Arusi, the forces of nature have already begun the process of eradication. The population growth rate of the whites worldwide has been negative for decades. This means that there are more whites dying than there are whites being born. With all of the wealth they have stolen, the fertility drugs they utilize, and the subsidies they provide their females with in order to have more children, they continue to disappear from this planet. Whites are less than 1/10 of the world population, and that number is shrinking. This they know, and it is for this reason that they have annual World Population Council meetings, why they publish extensively on population control, why they foment wars in Afura Ka, Afuraet Kaet, and arm both sides of the conflict. They desire to reduce the population of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, everywhere that we exist in the world by introducing birth control, toxic substances in the lubricant of the condoms that they pass out freely to our people around the world, creating prostate cancer. They seek to reduce our population through abortion, diseases, manufactured wars, starvation, and various other measures. Yet, through it all, the population growth rate of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, is greater than all other racial groups on the planet. The Abosom, the Vodou, the Orisha, the Arusi are allowing us to reproduce while making the white population disintegrate. We will help accelerate that disintegration. Okonfwo, Abosomfwo, Babalaos, Olorishas, Dibias, Hungans, priests and priestesses, invoke the Abosom, Vodou, Orisha, Arusi to eradicate the whites and their offspring. This has happened before by the actions of your predecessors. We have always invoked the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi for the purposes of revolution and resolution, for the purposes of challenging disorder and absolutely eradicating our enemies. This is intelligence, divine intelligence, which always was, is, and always will be sanctioned by Inyamewa Inyame, Mawu and Lisa, Chukwu and Komosu, the Supreme Being. During what is called the Black Death in Europe, it is estimated that between 1/3 and 1/2 of the entire population of Europe was wiped out by the plague within 5 years. This is not the only time the plague devastated Europe in this manner. Study the true story. Our Abosomfwo, our Hungans, our priests and priestesses invoke the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the forces of nature which govern epidemics, and these divine entities moved through the population of our enemies and exacted a destruction against their population that they could not conceive of nor believe was happening. The same will occur in this time. The true story of the various plagues in Europe, going back over 2,000 years, reveals the workings of the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the goddesses and gods of Afura Ka, Afuraet Kaet. The plagues are often blamed on pests, black rats from India or Afura Ka, Afuraet Kaet, carriers of disease, which affected populations of Europeans, Arabs, and Asians during their contact with us via trade missions or military excursions. They do not mention that Okisi, the rat, is sacred to certain Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi. They do not mention and will never mention that the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi devastated the white populations, eliminated the majority of the white populations not once, but numerous times over the centuries at critical junctures of our trustory when the whites appeared to be most dominant. And the Abosom are poised to do the same today at this critical juncture. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut need only to be receptive to them and invoke them. The whites and their offspring fear the so-called browning of America. They have falsely projected us to be the majority in America within 40 to 50 years. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut have always been the majority in America. We existed in America thousands of years before the whites and their offspring came into existence on this planet. When the whites ultimately arrived in the Western Hemisphere, they did not come in the numbers that they forced some of us to come in. There were not millions upon millions of whites coming to America packed like sardines on ships of enslavement for hundreds of years non-stop. But this is what happened with some of us. Upon arrival, we would be forced to breed. Young girls would be forced to have 20 or more children for the purpose of producing 20 more quote-unquote slaves. However, our population during enslavement exploded. To this day, our birth rate is 3 times that of the whites and their offspring. When they speak of the fear of the browning of America, they speak truly of the fear that they have of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut waking up to one, our majority status and their minority status, which has always existed in America and around the world, and two, that vengeance in our culture is divinely guided. The same whites and their offspring who raped, murdered, lynched, branded Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut during and after slavery, here and in the Eastern Hemisphere, have reincarnated. They are the whites and their offspring of today. But we have reincarnated. When we fully understand Bebra, reincarnation, we understand that we have the opportunity to punish those who once attacked us. The whites and their offspring fear the browning of America because they fear our awakening to the reality that their actions against us for the past 12,000 plus years are finally going to be addressed by us completely. Did you think that you would escape us forever? We are here, we remember, and we love justice. To our Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitni chemists, biologists, geneticists, physicists, to our Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit Abosomfuo, Okomfuo, Babalaos, Olorishas, Dibias, Hungans, Sangomas, our priests and priestesses, to the Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit Okofuo, the warriors and warrioresses, be inspired. Use your talent and insight. Begin your invocations and evocations to make the greatest contribution to the revolutionary resolutionary process of Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit existence in this present 26,000 year cycle. The complete eradication of the whites and their offspring, their culture, and fake religions. The Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, the Nananom Nsamanfo, Egungun, Kuvita, Muo, the goddesses and gods, and the honored ancestresses and ancestors of Afura Ka, Afuraet Kaet, have always supported this, for they always support the restoration of Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe, divine order, through the eradication of disorder and its purveyors. Nyamewa Nyame backs us. The Abosom support us. The Nananom Nsamanfo guide us. They have awaited our awakening. Our awakening is now. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan. Ine Ye Ma'al Keru Da.